This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What is the difference between a good toy helicopter and a bad toy helicopter? And the reason why this question came up is because my kids, the twins, got little indoor helicopters for Christmas. And these things, they're the kind of thing you would get at the mall. And they were given to them by my mother. And these were fantastic toys in the sense that the twins loved them. They played with them all day Christmas Day. But even though they were radio controlled, or really not really radio controlled, but in this case they were infrared controlled helicopters, so you were supposed to be able to steer them with a little control box, you could not actually steer them very well. And that meant that they crashed into walls and lamps and just about any obstacle there was in the house. And by the end of Christmas Day, these things could no longer fly. They had been beat up so badly from running into things that they couldn't get off the ground anymore. So now the twins had these toys that they loved, but that no longer worked, and I, as their parent, set out to figure out, is there such a thing as a toy helicopter in the $30-ish range that's actually a good toy, that you actually can control accurately, fly around accurately, and avoid running into things so it lasts more than 8 hours? To make a long story short, the answer is that yes, there is such a thing as an indoor helicopter in the $30 range that little kids can control successfully and that will last for weeks or months at a time. And I found out about this both by reading on the internet and by talking to friends. It turns out the model number is the S107G, which you can find all over the internet for as little as $22 online. Usually it's more like $30 or $40 if you find it in a store. But the thing that makes these machines so amazing is that they're incredibly stable in flight, and they have very, very precise steering. The twins can fly them without crashing them at all, and they're better constructed. They have metal bodies and metal parts in all the places that are likely to fail. So there have been no issues with the twins flying these things around. It's a good lesson in how product A and product B, even though they do the same kind of thing in the same kind of price range, can perform completely differently. In this case, the S-107 is an order of magnitude better than the little helicopters that they replaced. So what's the difference? Like, how can this thing be so much better? And one of the key differences is the fact that there's a little accelerometer built into the helicopter and a little computer that can listen to that accelerometer and make it more stable in the air. The other thing is that the S-107 has a tail rotor, where the ones that the twins originally got did not. And this tail rotor is interesting because it's not oriented vertically like a normal helicopter. It's oriented horizontally. So these are twin rotor helicopters with counter-rotating blades. The rotation of the blades cancel each other out. So technically you don't need a tail rotor to keep the body from spinning. But what the horizontal tail rotor does is it lets you tip the helicopter forward or backward while it's in flight, and that gives you a way to point it in a direction and start going in that direction at a good rate of speed. And then on the control stick, you have the ability to rotate the helicopter body in midair and control which direction you want to go. This is nothing like the way real helicopters work that we see flying around covering news stories and things like that. But it's a very, very stable way to have a toy helicopter that works really well. Here's another interesting thing about these toy helicopters that the twins got, either the original ones they got or the ones that are much more stable. These toys would have been absolutely impossible for anyone to create when I was a kid, and there are at least 5 reasons why that's so. The first reason is because the motors in these helicopters, each helicopter has 3 motors, 2 that control the 2 main rotors and 1 that controls the tail rotor. Those motors can be so small and so powerful because of the invention of neodymium magnets. These magnets had not been invented when I was a kid. The second reason is because the battery can be so small and light because it uses lithium polymer technology, and that didn't exist when I was a kid. The third reason is because the stability in flight is made possible by this clever counter-rotating rotor design with a weighted balancing bar that automatically stabilizes the helicopter anytime it tries to tip in one direction or the other. That design was invented and patented fairly recently. Then the fourth reason is that the stability is enhanced by these little inexpensive onboard accelerometer chips and a little microprocessor, and neither of those things existed when I was a kid, especially in a tiny form factor like that that could have been battery operated. And then fifth and finally, the control for this thing is provided by infrared LEDs and a tiny infrared receiver inside the helicopter. The LEDs didn't exist when I was a kid, and the cost of both the sender and the receiver technology has been driven to near zero because it's the same technology used in almost every TV remote control. So they've been manufacturing these remote controls in such gigantic volumes that the costs have been reduced to practically zero. That is a whole lot of new technology coming together to make toy helicopters possible in the $20 to $30 price range. Who knows what toy helicopters will look like in 20 years?
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.